Are you alarmed by things your teen is seeing on social media? Mom, there's someone from the FTBA telling store workers they can get sued if they ask people to wear masks. Well, yes, people are doing that, but the Freedom to Breathe agency is completely bogus. Or maybe you're a teen wondering, is it true that a boy went blind from eating Pringles? Well, in a way, yes, he did. He ate only chips and junk food, and doctors in England said he had a vitamin B12 deficiency that led to blind spots. We know this because we checked the MediaWise Teen Fact-Checking Network. They research online claims and teach young people how to do it themselves. A Stanford report showed 2/3 of students couldn't tell the difference between news and paid ads. 52% said a grainy video claiming to show ballot stuffing was evidence of 2016 voter fraud. It was not. The MediaWise Teen Fact-Checking Network is the brainchild of the nonprofit Poynter Institute. It's supported by the Google News Initiative. 18-year-old Taya Barrett is a teen fact-checker. She's in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Taya, welcome.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Also joining us, Alexa Volland, a MediaWise multimedia reporter formerly at the Tampa Bay Times, who leads the Teen Fact-Checking Network and joins us from St. Petersburg, Florida. Alexa, welcome to you.
Thank you.
And Taya, just let's start with you. I'd love you to tick off some of the myths or fake information that you're having to debunk.
Yeah, so during the pandemic, I fact-checked a lot of misinformation about how far apart we need to be in order to be safe, whether it's 27 feet apart or 6 feet apart, whether masks cause hypercapnia, and what contact tracing apps are doing to your phone.
Okay, well, so first of all, could you go back over your list and give us a true or false?
Yeah, so we don't need to be 27 feet apart. Reputable sources like the CDC or the World Health Organization all say that 6 feet apart is enough to keep us safe from coronavirus. Masks do not cause hypercapnia or carbon dioxide poisoning. They instead keep us safe. And contact tracing apps, there was people saying that they were just automatically downloaded into your phone, the government spying on us, but that's not true. You had to voluntarily opt in, and they were just in order to stop the spread of COVID-19.
Okay. So that's Taya Barrett, who is a teen fact checker with Teen Fact Checking Network. Let's bring back Alexa Volland, who leads this. We're hearing that young people, because they're online so much, are increasingly trafficking in conspiracy theories, things like QAnon, that aren't true. Is that why you came up with this, that there seems to be more of a need for it?
Absolutely. I think the MediaWise tips that we give can help teens spot all sorts of misinformation, not just conspiracy theories. MediaWise, when it was originally created, was to teach teenagers how to sort fact from fiction online. What makes the Teen Fact Checking Network unique is that our teens are using social media storytelling to virtually walk viewers through every step of how they fact checked these claims. Our main hub is currently Instagram. So our teen fact checkers are fact checking while simultaneously teaching skills and tools that professional journalists and fact checkers use, including screen recordings of their Google searches. And they will walk you through the steps of how to do a reverse image search or a reverse video search and show you the results.
Reverse image search?
Mm-hmm. So we found that a lot of the photos that have come out of recently the Black Lives Matter movement have been taken out of context. So by doing a reverse image search, plugging that photo into Google and seeing where else that same image exists, it allows for us to see if that photo has been digitally manipulated. It lets us see if it's a recent photo or is this photo from 2016 and it's been completely taken out of context. Or using a reverse video search, we used that for a couple of fact checks regarding the Black Lives Matter protests as well. There was a video that went viral that supposedly showed people trying to break into the White House. We found that it was actually a video from Ohio. So teens are enabling their peers with the skills to be able to fact check on their own in the future.
Give us a couple of things that you tell them. How do they figure out what's true?
One tip that we give that's really helpful is that if something online gives you an intense emotional reaction, that's a clue that it could be misinformation. If it makes you feel really angry or if it makes you feel validated. So instead of impulsively resharing, we really encourage teenagers and everyone to just hit the pause button and make sure that they have full context. We also encourage teens to ask themselves three questions. Who was behind the information? What is the evidence and what are other sources saying?
And Taya, as you do this, I mean, some would ask, how do you make sure your personal bias, whatever that is, doesn't get in the way? I mean, you know, some people might think, oh, you're just going to tell me to go to the media outlets that you like, but I don't trust them, you know? So how do you distinguish between what's true and what's not?
One thing that we also really use at MediaWise is the concept of going straight to the source, going to the original post or the original speaker. So whether that's going to the FDA about hydroxychloroquine or the CDC about whether we should wear masks or not, rather than just a random Twitter user. And even if you can't go straight to a source like that, making sure that you're reading sources from both sides and making your own personal decision on what the truth is.
Well, and you put this out there, the truth. What's the response?
We've definitely gotten some pushback, but we've gotten a lot of positive feedback because people are seeing this misinformation going around on their timeline and they want to know, what is the truth? How can I keep my family safe? Is this viral post legit? They like knowing that what they're seeing is legit information.
Yeah. Well, we're reading that 86% of respondents polled on a MediaWise Instagram account said they were more likely to fact check on their own after seeing a fact check network story. Taya, give us a couple more things that you're seeing that young people in particular are believing.
I'm seeing a lot of posts about some of the Black Lives Matter protests, things that either cops have done or things that protesters have done. I've seen posts about climate change things and whether those are, you know, true or not. And those things that really latch on to the fears of young people, because we're growing up in a very scary time. Those are really the posts that I see going viral among young people.
Alexa, are you alarmed by what you're seeing young people in particular believe in? I mean, again, we're hearing lots of going down the rabbit hole of the completely false conspiracy theories like QAnon, because it's making its way onto things like TikTok, where young people are.
Oh, of course. A 16-year-old's Instagram discovery page looks very different compared to our own. And as fact checkers, it's been really interesting to see the types of misinformation that teenagers are being targeted with, which is why media literacy education is so important and why it's so important, especially at a young age. When someone gives you evidence, what is that evidence? Are they giving you a link to a credible news source? Are you just taking their word for it? We want them to ask, who is behind this information and do they have something to gain from the information? And of course, what are other sources saying? Working with teens, it's become really apparent that teens can kind of read one source or one website and they'll just kind of get off the page. We really encourage teens to use a practice called lateral reading, a term coined by the Stanford History Education Group. And instead of just sticking to one page, opening up a bunch of tabs and reading across all of them. And again, when we have an intense emotional reaction, we tend to not fact check. We kind of just kind of go on gut instinct and we hit that reshare button versus just taking a step back and doing a little research.
And what did you call that, lateral research, when you open a bunch of tabs?
Lateral reading. We also want to make sure that they're reading past the headline. So reading that article and taking those keywords and plugging it to a second tab and reading past the headline as well.
Yeah. And Taya, we're just a few weeks now away from a very important presidential election, maybe the first for some of the teens and young people that you are trying to help. Your thoughts on maybe media literacy is even more important now.
Yeah, it's definitely very important. I'm a first-time voter, as pretty much all of my friends are. Another part of MediaWise is the MediaWise Voter Project, which works to educate first-time voters. And I'm a campus correspondent for that as well. And we do media literacy virtual trainings on college campuses across the country. And that's really helped me see that there's just so much misinformation out there about the candidates, about how to vote. They might not go out to vote because they might not know how to, or during the coronavirus, they might not understand how to get their absentee ballot.
Or they're hearing the president of the United States saying mail-in votes are horrible. They're going to make the election rigged, even though every single study has shown there's very little voter fraud and very, very little mail-in voter fraud. You've got a overcome that megaphone?
Yes, definitely. That's a very big problem, that there's so much misinformation coming from the government that it's hard to discern what's real and what's fake. And it's hard to, you know, get inspired and find the time and the energy to go vote when you're hearing messages like that.
Well, we're going to hook people up if they want to learn more about MediaWise's Teen Fact-Checking Network. Alexa, again, why is this important?
The Teen Fact-Checking Network, they have debunked more than 400 claims. And long as social media exists, I think misinformation, out-of-context claims will find their way on people's timelines. And in my book, everything's worth a fact-check.
That's journalist Alexa Vollen. She's head of the MediaWise Teen Fact-Checking Network. We also spoke with 18-year-old Taya Barrett, a teen fact-checker. The program is supported by the Google News Initiative. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you so much.
We have a saying, if your mother says she loves you, fact-check it.